Mrs. Swaffer always said our podcast is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Do you know this one? I know this one.
Go on.
Could you give us the actual quote?
What?
Well, because I changed it. Obviously, the real quote doesn't have Mrs. Swaffer in there.
No, it's a shame because it would have been and quite
good. They don't have the word podcast in what I just said.
No, I'm now rethinking whether I know the answer.
I said, Mrs. Swaffer always said our podcast is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Just,
my mother always said.
My mama,
always says, life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get next. Yeah.
Who said it?
Forrest Gump.
Whittaker. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Well done.
Well done. Is that your first one?
Yeah, what correct answer?
Oh, well, let's hope that that's a sign of things to come today.
Oh, exciting stuff.
Welcome, everyone, back to our Alternative Elite Weekly Challenge. That seamlessly falls into the fact that we are at double figures today. This is the 10th extra. It could go to 10-0. So I think we've just got a little conversation. What happens if it does? Who's taking over? Are we keeping the same format?
Well, yeah. Do you think keep the same format?
Yeah, but change. Who does it?
If Dominic, and I'm not preempting, I'm backing you all the way, Dom. Mm-hmm. But
of course.
If you lose today and that's then 10-0, does that make you the quizzer or are you still the quizzee?
Depends if I want to win one, I suppose. Ever.
I love the idea of you losing 10-0 twice.
Some of them haven't been that bad.
No,
losses.
Correct.
Stop. It's just stop avoiding the questions, people. Are you going to become the quizzer or the quizee, Dominic?
I do think you'd get the choice.
I think I should be the quizzer.
Right.
So it'd be me versus Matthew.
So you feel the pain.
I mean, either way, I've got to be involved if it goes to that.
Yeah, of course.
But it's who am I quizzing against. Okay. Yep. Right. I will leave it open to you as well if you wanted to change any of the formats. You could. But we'll see if we get there. We might not get there. I could be having all these conversations and for absolutely nothing.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to what we normally do before we get into the drubbing of Dominic. We will ask you what you've been watching. So.
Shall I start?
Any noticeable things?
I've watched a lot.
Matthew's watched a lot.
Well, because I've been away skiing, I did manage to watch a lot in journey. You know.
How long was your travel?
It wasn't too bad. There was a plane journey each side and there was a coach journey each side. So a fair bit. So in the order that I've watched them.
Oh.
I watched The Craft with Fairuza Balk, which was mentioned last week.
Yeah.
That was good.
I've seen that one.
Quite.
You wouldn't think I would.
No, it's all right. It's good. It's quite dated. It's got Robin Tunney in it, who's in The Mentalist.
Nobody cares.
Is that the main guy, the actual Mentalist guy?
No, she's the girl.
This is why I don't win.
And hopefully she's not coming up later as one of the people in the film.
No, she is now.
Yeah. I watched the film Focus, the one with Margot Robbie and Will Smith, which I really liked, but they should have left it at the Super Bowl scene. They shouldn't have bothered with the rest of that.
100% agree.
With the guy from Jurassic Park.
What guy from Jurassic Park?
Hmm?
The new Jurassic Park.
Which one?
No, the scientist.
Hey? No. I don't know.
They're betting against him.
The newer ones.
Right, he's in the original as well.
Oh, no, you're right, he is.
He's in the original as the scientist who they get all the dinosaur. I'm just continuing from last week. Right. Give you all the facts.
The one with the bum fluff tash.
I didn't think Focus. He was in the first ever Jurassic Park film.
Right. In the first ever Jurassic Park film, he is where the velociraptors are cracking out of the eggs.
He is
one of the scientists there, and hence why he gets the job later on as well.
Okay. They should have left that film at the Super Bowl. That should have been the film. They could have stretched it out, done a bit more. They did not need the Formula One stuff. I watched a film called The Little Things with Rami Malek, Denzel Washington and Jared Leto. Now, I enjoyed it, but I also think it was slightly forgettable.
Very much so, I can't remember.
But Jared Leto is a very good, I don't know what you call him, character.
Oh, no, you said it. Yeah, he's He's the psychotic character.
Yeah,
isn't he?
The psychotic-ish character.
Oh, so he plays the same role as he always plays.
Yeah, but I didn't quite recognise it was Jared Leto, despite the fact it clearly is, because he's got the long hair.
It was quite slow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is quite slow.
Really slow film, but yeah.
Okay.
I took Dom's advice and I watched Talk to Me, which was quite disturbing.
It was pretty good.
And I also
like
that
the Ouija board-ish one?
It's holding a hand. It's holding a hand.
Yeah, okay.
It was quite uncomfortable and it was a nice novel thing. I thought it was good. I watched Adventureland. So it's the one with Kristen Stewart and Ryan Reynolds and Jesse Eisenberg and Bill Hader.
I always get confused with Jesse Eisenberg's film because they all have a scene that's pretty much the same, because that's very similar to, I don't know, there's a funfair in Zombieland.
I can see that. I think if I'd have watched this back when it probably first came out, I actually would have really, really sort of some semi-assessed.
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember it.
I've done exactly the same.
Mm. I really enjoyed that. I thought it's something that I think if it had been 10 years previous in 1999, it would have been good for me. I also watched Logan Lucky. So I rewatched that. The heist film. I quite like the
Daniel
quote.
Daniel Craig.
The quote was, it's like a bit like 7-Eleven.
Kylo
Ocean
Ren?
7-Eleven.
I forgot his name.
Yes, Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, that's it.
Adam Driver and Daniel.
Daniel Craig.
I remember wanting to watch that when it came, but never
I've watched
have.
That one. That's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Baby Driver.
I love that film.
It's good. It is good. The music's really good. I've been listening to the soundtrack a lot since.
Yeah, I've got them on my lights, yeah.
And the most recent film I've watched was Relic.
Never heard of it.
No, so it's three women. There's a grandma, a daughter, and her granddaughter. And the grandma sort of disappears. They try and find her. She turns up and she's a bit weird. And there are no jump scares. It's a horror film. There are no jump scares.
Slow?
It builds the entire film. So by the time you get to the end, your nerves are absolutely shredded. Like, absolutely shredded. There's no jump scares.
Sounds like a dream.
You're waiting for the jump scare all the way through. And I think the key is they never get one. Like that. Yeah.
I've seen that.
That builds and builds.
Yeah,
this builds
the same.
You're waiting for something to happen. Mm. Yeah, okay, I get that.
It's like black mould that places. Yeah, gross. So anyway, that's my lot of films that I watched over the last
couple of weeks.
My go?
Yep.
I've done exactly the same. I've watched quite a lot. So I'm going to go through mainly I said adult films, but I don't mean it like that, as in not the children films I've been watching. First one is Most Dangerous Game with Christopher Waltz and Liam Hemsworth. Essentially, he's being hunted by people for 24 hours and has to survive in, I'm going to say, Chicago. I'm hoping it's Chicago.
So it's like Hunger Games.
So people pay, it's more like hunted. Yeah, so he needs
real
money.
Real hunted. But it's a film.
And people try and kill you. And depending on how long you live, long you last, depends on how much money you make. And if you last a full 24 hours, you get like 24 million or something.
But if you don't last the 24, they still pay you.
They pay your
family.
Family.
Okay.
So the twist is he's got a...
Don't tell me the twist.
No, it tells you straight away. It says it in the
trailer.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. It says he's got an illness, essentially.
Okay.
So nothing to lose.
Exactly that.
He's a maverick.
And he's in terrible debt. So that's it. Yeah. Next one I watched was Haunted, which was a new Netflix horror based on Haunted House on Halloween. Right. It is exactly how you expect it to be. They go through
rubbish.
Jeremy's going to watch it.
No, I'm not.
That
doesn't even sound like they bothered to think about something.
It's like an escape
entertaining.
Room. Right, it's a Halloween escape room.
Okay,
and they go through different areas and then
try and get out of the house.
Yep,
that's haunted.
Can I just say, so far, everything that you've mentioned sounds like a really bad TV show.
Keep going. I'm enjoying the TV shows.
Operation Fortune, standard Jason Statham film, pretty much. Hugh Grant is in it as well, and he's playing the same character he plays in The Gentleman. Not exactly the same, but it's not. I wouldn't watch it again.
Okay.
It's an easy watch. And then I watched The Kitchen, which is about kind of...
Cooking? A kitchen?
No. Oh. It's what they call pretty much the slums in London.
Oh,
in a futuristic.
Okay. Oh.
Where
twist. Not what I expected.
Didn't he?
Dragged us in.
Yeah. Where they have to... They're kind of illegally staying in all these different flats. And a weird thing is Ian Wright is the radio DJ for The Kitchen.
Okay.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And pretty much they're just trying to stay away from the police and
What year is that?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a specific year, but it's futuristic where...
When did Ian Wright do it?
I don't know.
As in, does he look like he does now? Or was it 10 years ago?
No, it was just a voice. The radio voice.
No, he's actually...
You see him as well?
You see him, yeah.
Okay, not just a radio voice. Okay.
I imagine it was last year, I think.
Okay.
But yeah. And last one is The Northman. People rave about it, but I just found it so slow and it's just...
Who's people? People rave about it.
Well, critics, yeah.
Did you see our friend who used to train with in it?
No. Who?
Luke Bennett.
Was he in it?
I don't know. I've not seen it, but apparently he's in it.
No.
He might be cut though, right?
I don't know.
Do you know he's in... Or
I don't know.
He filmed for it. Because that can happen to people, right?
Can. I don't know.
On the cutting floor, as
they're all
they
quite
say.
Tall.
Mm.
So I'm not sure of that, but anyway...
Okay.
Yeah, it was a long...
He's just dissed him.
Not much happens. It's like 2.5 hours long, and it's not much happens, but... Yeah, the 2.5 hours went pretty quickly, but essentially it's just
Is this where I find out that Luke wasn't in it at all, and I'm talking nonsense?
It could be, but
it's
something
that's very similar in name, and you've got completely twisted.
Maybe it's the Norseman. It could be two different things, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a subtitled...
Is it like Vikings?
Thriller.
Viking type thing?
Yeah, it's Nordic cults and stuff like that, so it's about Vikings. But
I might be remembering correctly.
Nothing to write home about, I put.
Okay.
Yeah. And the plot was very obvious about what was going to happen, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I've watched some other films. I'm going to roll through them really quickly.
Oh my goodness.
My word, you have watched a lot.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Busy at work this week, are we?
2006.
What is it, finance break?
And then I watched Wonka.
He's ignoring you.
Yeah, I know.
I watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory so we could then watch Wonka as a family. I watched the new SpongeBob film. Awful. Don't watch
it. The new SpongeBob? What, another
Sandy
one.
Cheeks.
There's lots.
Hold on.
It's 2024. Sandy Cheeks.
Is that the name of the film?
No, it's about her.
It's not a SpongeBob film. It's a Sandy Cheeks film.
SpongeBob in it.
He is in it, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yep.
Trolls, Band Together.
Is that the new one?
Yes.
Okay.
I've still not seen that one.
Lemony Snicket, Story of Unfortunate Events.
Okay. Not the series?
No, not the series.
No.
I've got a few more. Migration. I paid to watch that one. The brand new one.
Oh, the Ducks.
About the Ducks. That was actually really good. I recommend that one. Bad Guys. Despicable Me 3. Hugo. And I watched the most recent Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Have you been off ill this week?
I can't believe you can fit all this in.
I mean, I think that adds up to more than a week's worth of movies.
Yeah, no, just watched a couple.
Okay. A couple?
A couple.
Bev went out one evening. I watched two films a night.
Bev went out, I watched 24 hours straight of films.
Yeah, and I watched Dune yesterday.
What? What, the second one?
No. First one. I can't wait for that. No. I watched the first one in anticipation of watching Dune.
Okay. I need to rewatch the first
one. Oh, you've picked some long films as well.
Yep.
Okay.
I think his boss is not going to be happy. you better not listen. Don't listen if you're Dom's boss.
Yeah. Don't contact us, finance people.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should be reaching out to finance people. They've got this much time to watch these many films.
True.
They all know what they're talking about. Yeah. I can't believe how many you've just reeled off.
That is lots. Well, yeah, I thought I'd watch lots.
Well, I don't even know if I want to say how many I've watched now because I feel inferior.
Jeremy's watched like three
couple
films.
A couple of weekends and then they went very well, so we stayed in. Watched lots of films.
Okay, all right.
Jeremy, tell us your three films you watched.
There's four from the Balls of Destiny.
Right, okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. See if you can work out which one wasn't mine.
Right.
So I watched Bullet Train.
Good, that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Brad Pitt? Really,
yeah.
Okay.
About the Japanese Bullet Train.
Right.
And the cast is quite recognisable, people from it.
Has it got lots of neon lights and stuff? Is that what I'm thinking?
No.
Does the picture or the
trailer
look like
that? There's one cart that they go through which has neon lights quite a lot. Right. But there is a lot of twists and turns.
They're all hitmen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sold as five hitmen on a train.
Right, okay.
There for the same job, I think is what they say. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it as well.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers. I hadn't watched that.
It's good, that.
Seen that, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I know the Super Mario Brothers game enough, and my wife definitely does. She's like, I don't think I got a lot of the references. Have you ever played Super Mario's? Not really. Oh, that'd be why. Yeah. That's I can't good. Remember ever when the cat suit.
The cat suit is one of the more recent ones.
More recent.
Yeah, okay. That, okay.
That is more recent. You, I mean, your I'd, reference I'd, point I'd, is the late 80s.
Yeah, so. It's probably...
Super Mario Bros. 3?
He's playing it on a NES.
Oh, mine might even be playing it on a...
What, like Super the, NES.
Super NES.
SNES.
SNES, yeah.
Or a GameCube.
GameCube.
Some people are like, we never had that is never something. No, we never had it, but I definitely have played on a GameCube.
I've played it on a GameCube.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Little Mermaid.
Which one?
Most recent.
The most recent one.
The
oh my goodness, I have nothing good to say about that film at all.
No, it's not good.
My daughter vomited when we watched that and we had to leave the cinema.
Oh, you absolutely had...
Melissa McCarthy was the best bit, I suppose.
Yeah,
she's Ursula, right?
But she tries to put on the voice that so that she basically is the same person.
No. Okay.
I just found it... Again, there's like one song that's quite interesting that's new, which is like a mini rap, but...
Yeah, I don't like the remakes.
Yeah, I don't like it. The thing I don't get is it's meant to be a real... live action remake, and there's so much fake CGI that you can tell.
Not like the Jungle Book.
No, because I think the Jungle Book's quite well done in that.
It
looks like real animals. They've done really well to do this. In this, the fish and the like, and they're spitting like fire, and you're like, what?
Sebastian's not great either.
And Sebastian, I thought Sebastian was a lobster, even though he calls himself a crab. But he is a crab, so then he doesn't look right.
I thought he was a lobster as well.
He is a crab.
Because he's kind of got a face that pops out of a shell as opposed to being a crab, which just has like two eyes.
I see what you mean. He is a cartoon crab in the movie, isn't he? Which then means that if you actually make him into a proper crab, he looks weird.
And the bird is then, what's her name? Aquafina.
Yeah.
And what's the bird called? Scuttle.
Scuttle.
Oh, but it doesn't work. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah, I just didn't like it. And lastly, Bye Bye Barry on Amazon Prime.
What is that?
What's Bye Bye Barry?
So this is a documentary. I put it in. Well, I've told you, I put that one in. So hold on, which one did I not pick?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, correct. But Bye Bye Barry is a documentary about a guy who played for the Detroit Lions.
Sports documentary.
Yep.
Yeah, go.
And he was about 1,000 yards off the running
record. For the Lions.
He got drafted for the Lions and he only ever played 9 years for the Lions.
Right.
And basically, the Lions fans hated him because the day before he was meant to turn up on his 10th year, he just faxed them and said, nah, thanks. He basically sent him a fax, didn't even do a press conference or anything like that,
just
said, I'm not going to do it. And he went to London.
Well, why not? There we go.
Because he knew that nobody there knew who the heck he was.
Wow.
And so they're documenting sort of why that happened and
so
what sort of person
he
is.
So he did 9 years in the NFL?
And he literally...
I mean, the Lions haven't really done anything about it.
No, he got above 1,000 running yards every single season. If you watch him, but you're like... Oh my God, that guy's amazing.
But the Lions never really did very much.
He's Hall of Famed it. He basically, they got to the conference playoff in his third year.
Right.
And he basically then says that he thought they were going to build on, but what they ended up doing was slowly selling all their best players to the point where he was like, I've had enough.
Or 9 years, a bit. Had a fortune.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing too bad, but yeah, that was quite interesting. So I never knew about that. And I had a cinema trip, which I hope you saw on social media.
I did.
Yeah. Went to the showcase in Bluewater.
Right.
And what did I see?
Was it Poor Things?
No.
Or was it?
I saw Mean Girls the Musical because I hadn't seen it.
The musical?
Well, it is a musical.
It is a musical.
Yeah, it is a musical. It's not. It doesn't seem to sell itself as a musical, but
it is Mean Girls... the musical.
Is that what it's the official title?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
Okay. I've still not seen Mean Girls, actually, the new one.
Okay. All I'd say is I know the first one too well.
So therefore it never lived up to the first one.
Is it exactly the same plot?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it a direct remake as such?
You can't call it a direct remake because they're singing all the way through it.
Yeah. It's still got Tina Fey in it, though.
And the head teacher is still the same.
Is Lindsay Lohan in it?
She
must have a cameo. Of course she does.
I was just a bit annoyed that Rachel McAdams isn't in it.
Okay.
Mm.
Because I think there's an opportunity for her.
Right. She could have been the mum.
Exactly what I would have said. And it's not.
I was shocked that Wonka had so many songs in it.
Some of them are right.
Yeah, they're okay.
I actually don't mind the songs from Migos, and I've heard them since, and you start going, okay, it's quite good. And they've sort of expanded the role of, I can't think of her character name.
Real person name?
Married to Our Friend.
I can't remember the name. Damien's friend.
Damien is much better. He has been larged up again.
Right, okay.
So Damien is good. And Damien's friend, I want to say...
Not Regina. That's
no. No, it's not one of the Mean Girls.
This is so annoying. This is like Lucky Day all over again.
Lucky
Janice? Janice Ian.
Janice has been given a bigger part because it's Aurora Lee Kerr... I can't think of her name. Moana. So she has big singing parts.
Right, okay.
But so there are some good points. It's not Mean Girls.
There we go.
It's not Mean Girls.
But wasn't the whole point that Mean Girls was good because it was sort of like subverting things a bit? It was pointing out all the movies that you'd seen where everyone was a jock or this, that, and the other, and sort of.
But they still do that.
Yeah.
They still do that. And there's still a lot of the same dialect. Although I think it comes in different formats at times because I was like, oh, they've missed that bit. And then it comes later. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe I got it wrong.
Does someone say, you go Glen Coco? Does someone say that at some point?
I hope they do.
You go Glen Coco. Is there a song?
Yeah, I feel like it is in there. See,
giving out candy canes.
Yeah.
Four for you, Glen Coco.
You go Glen Coco.
Yeah. That still happens.
Does anyone put ham on their face and pretend to be sloth?
Oh, I can't remember that.
I remember that bit.
I will tell you this, having not been to the cinema in a while, I had not trained my bladder as well as I thought I had.
Well, you're used to doing films in two shifts.
I went to the toilet twice because I'd large drink and I'd nailed it really early on. And then I thought, oh, I'll go. And then I was trying to time it, thinking, I know this storyline. So there's a bit where she was singing in a cupboard. And I was like, I don't know this bit and I don't care for this bit. So I'll go to the toilet.
But you missed something important there.
No, didn't.
Okay.
But there you go.
Can't possibly know.
Cool.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you had a good cinema trip.
Yeah. I feel like we have absolutely smashed that. So you're going to have to literally abbreviate your series that you're watching.
Dom.
Mine's quick.
Go on then.
Finish.
Well, I hope so, because you can't finish a series and the amount of you've
12
just
series
watched.
Of things. Watched the entire episode back catalogue of The Mentalist. Go on.
I finished Dope Sick. Fantastic.
Good, huh?
Really good. Really good. And I've started something called One Day.
I've seen the advert for it.
It's on Netflix.
Is that a series?
Yeah, it's about
It's
kind of a romance.
It's based on
a book.
Best-selling book.
Yep.
I must read that then.
Yeah, you can't watch it until you have.
It's not a film.
Short episodes as well. So they're good.
Okay, yep. Okay, good. Noted. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to
say. That's it. All the movies. So I watched, speaking of Dope Sick, this is quite related. I watched The Fall of the House of Usher.
I started that.
Which I just bashed the whole thing out. It was.
Sorry.
While you're away as well.
Yeah.
It was grippingly creepy, and some of the visuals are very disturbing. You would love it, Dom. Jeremy, not so much.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
I watched the first episode where they're in the club.
Watch the second episode.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second episode.
Well, leave that one there.
Yep.
Next.
I've finished Rick and Morty series one again, because I like watching that. And I also finished series 6 of Friday Night Dinner. Which is slightly disappointing.
I told you there was 6.
Yeah, it's slightly disappointing the way they finished it, but they sort of had to finish it, you know.
Well, there's no more.
Yeah.
Well, if there is, one of them's not there.
No, that's right. Yeah. But there we go. That's all I've watched.
Cool.
Series-wise.
Yeah, I seem to be invested in lots of different series, weirdly. So we finished Trigger Point and Vigil. I can't remember who ever told people I finished that, so I thought I'd put it in. Office US, I'm up to season 6, and I messaged you about the chili scene. Which was good.
It's like a 1 minute long.
The chilly scene. For him. I know. I just feel for him.
It's the scooping.
I have to say, the gossip and the beginning of season six, I've just found that hilarious. He's spreading rumours to offset the other rumours. Just tell me, Michael, am I gay? It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. And the guy at work has preempted me. He said, you've got some crackers coming up. He says, murders is a good one where they play like murder mystery or something. Yeah, he said that's a good one. Anyway, so I do that just 20 minutes, you know, here and there. But I also tried to start Loki season two, but I've really struggled to want to go back to it. I've done two episodes.
I have finished that. I think a couple of weeks ago I finished that. And it is really quite hard to watch because I couldn't sort of get my head around it.
Yeah.
And couldn't get the storyline. Series one was really good.
Agreed.
And then series two seems to sort of loop.
It's really disjointed.
It does feel a bit disjointed. And you're right, I struggled to want to watch the next one because I didn't really understand the one I just watched.
Yeah. The only good bit is, what's his name's in it? In Obi.
Yes, Obi. Obi's a good character.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
No. I also keep watching Friday Night Dinners with my wife when we need something to pick us up. RuPaul, UK versus the world's back. Oh, thank you very much. And we got into, because I love a sports doc, Quarterback.
Oh, one with, is it got?
It's got Mahomes.
Kirk Cousins
and Mariota from the Falcons.
Right.
The one thing that made me and my wife look laugh.
Lost.
Yeah, no.
It's three quarterbacks and they're just following them through a season.
On other teams and stuff.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is the Vikings.
Which team is Matthew's team.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bit that got us is they start talking about how intelligent you have to be a quarterback. And then they start going through playlists and how they have to. And this sounds ridiculous when I say it, because you'll be like, yeah. The guy says in the ear the play and they have to repeat it.
Right.
And they were practicing that skill.
What, practicing just copy and repeat?
So he sits there with his wife and she says something and he has to repeat it. That's not intelligence, mate. That's just being able to repeat.
Parrot fashion.
Okay, so this bit means this, this bit means this, this means this. And then, so they've got this huge playlist. Why don't they just call it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and everyone would know?
Yeah, but is it because then other teams will know what it is and they'll learn it quickly?
I can't think that in the heat, and if you hear how loud it is in those stadiums, that they're listening for a number.
Call audibles. They will call a change.
Yeah, there are slight changes. I get that. But why do they make it so difficult?
Do they change the names then regularly?
Yeah, I think they do. When
so
they
start
change.
With like formation, then this part of the formation, then this part of formation. So literally he's like, I don't know, sunflower, wall back, X, three, number, 4, 5, 6. And in one of them, he says, I forgot the play. And I said, whatever. Because and they even said, but we all knew what we were doing. So why do you need to say it then?
I wonder if it's just because if you then change it, you're changing one to something else. And it's the same thing in your head. So therefore, if you change it from sunflower to, I don't know, ocean.
But then they.
It's a completely different
word. But then he tries to applaud it himself and says, and then on this one, I just went away from the playbook and did this. Yeah, because you're a sports person. You should be able to react to the situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is good. I just think they overestimate their intelligence a little bit on it. And the last thing is, we talked about Superstore. Yep. I told you there was a British one.
Okay, what's
it called? It was called Trolleyed.
What the?
Never heard of it.
And it was based in an Asda's. I was what? Right.
Trolleyed, I have heard.
There's
that
two seasons, I think, of two. A UK version called Trolleyed.
Two.
Go and watch it.
And it's got, you know, the guy who, Nativity, he is
Mr.
the...
Mr. Hoppy.
No, he's the rich school.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah.
I know you mean.
Shakespeare's whatever.
Oh, it is Shakespeare. That's his name, somebody Shakespeare.
Yeah, he is in it.
Right.
The manager, but okay. There you go. I knew it was there. Right, that's it. All series done.
Good.
We've definitely rattled that off. I don't think we've ever had a list that long before, so apologies if that's too much for everyone.
I'm not going to watch anything this next 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah. Right. I've got to finish all my series.
Yeah. I did start Ricky Gervais' new one, and I didn't enjoy it.
Cliched.
Try hard.
Told you.
Really
try hard. That's
harsh. Was a little bit. Someone said it's very Roy Chubby Brown.
Yeah, if you kind of... He's just repeating...
Found his audience, I told you.
Yeah.
Right. So we move on. Here you go, Dom. This is the bit. Everyone's everyone is willing you on to get the round of applause.
Even me.
I don't know if I am or not now.
Jeremy's a bit nervous about showing his actual...
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to start with Please Release Me. 10 films. You have to guess the year it was released. Number of year was out. We add it up. Smallest score end wins. I tried to...
Help Dom?
Not help Dom.
Okay. Everything's new.
But everything
is post-1990.
But everything is stacked in his favour if he knows what I'm doing.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
In every of these three. Because I thought, I want him to win something.
Challenge accepted.
So, and I knew Matthew would respond in that way, so I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to start this week?
Dom started last week, so I'll start this week.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, I will forget to do the synopsis and give you time, so I'll go for it. But here we go. We start off with film number one, Matthew.
Okay.
The Fast and the Furious.
The first one.
Vin Diesel. Los Angeles police officer Brian O'Connor must decide where his loyalty really lies when he becomes enamoured with the street racing world.
Right, the first one. Ugh. I'm not the biggest fan of these films. I'm going to go 2003.
Okay. So there's been 10.
Meh.
And I'm going to say, I would have gone like 2 years in between each one.
Meh.
I'm going to go a bit earlier, 2002.
Good decision to go slightly earlier. It was 2001, which means one and two out at the moment.
Okay. Logic.
Would anyone like to guess?
Films with cars in them?
No.
Paul Walker films?
No.
Well,
I don't think by the time he... It was no longer with us, it was 40, wasn't he?
Yes.
So there you go. Dominic?
Yes.
Film number two, Inception. Leonardo DiCaprio, a thief who steals corporate secrets through the use of dream-sharing technology.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go... That's quite difficult, actually. I've got no reference. 20. It's a good start.
Is it?
17.
2017 for Dominic.
What were your initial thought?
My initial thoughts, it's pre-2010, so I'm going to go 2008.
It's not pre-1000.
It's not.
It is exactly 2010.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, fine.
I must have watched it that year. I watched all those films.
That's two for Matthew, making him four. Seven. That's seven for Dominic, making him eight.
Fine, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, Dick. Guesses? Dominic first.
Oh. No, I'm not going to try.
Heist movies.
Not a heist movie.
Okay.
Matthew, number three.
Mm-hmm.
American Gangster. Denzel Washington. An outcast New York cop is charged with bringing down Harlem drug lord Frank Lucas.
I am going to go 2007.
2007 for Matthew.
I think Dawn would have watched this quite a few times.
I have, but I don't know the year. I'm going to play the game. We're going to go 2008.
Going up.
Yeah, good decision. It was 2007.
Oh.
Well done.
Which means one for Dom puts him on nine. None for Matthew makes him still on four.
That's good.
Matthew, your guess?
My guess are films that star Russell Crowe somewhere.
No.
Right.
Films, I'm going to say it's to do with like cops or something. Or detectives.
Is that your guess?
Crime film.
No, is it? Yeah, is it but detectives that...
the crime link is just crime.
Crime films.
No, it's not crime films.
It's to do with... Because there's... Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
Dominic, number four.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, good God.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, a tough cop, must pose as a kindergarten teacher in order to locate a dangerous criminal's ex-wife.
So, do I remember it coming out? No. So it's early. It's early doors.
Mm.
1994.
1994.
I'm going to go with my initial thought, which was, I think it's a 1980s film. I'm going to go, I now think it's late 80s. I was going to change. 1988
for Matthew. It is 1990 on the dot, which means it's 2 for Matthew, putting in him on 6, and it's 4 for Dominic, putting him on 13.
Do I get to guess first? Undercover Cops.
It is not Undercover Cops. Why did you get to go first, seeing as it's...
I thought I did. Did I
Dominic
go first
started
last time?
That.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Go on then, Dom. You can have another go.
Go on, Dom.
I effectively guessed the same thing as you did last time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, yeah. Cops taking down gang leaders.
No.
Oh, okay.
Could have been.
Matthew.
Yeah.
You're going to start this and then you're going to have the first guess.
Well, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, it's all very right. easy.
Well, maybe I should have first
yeah,
guess.
Maybe Dom should have first guess this time. We'll switch around. Go on.
Let Dominic decide.
All right.
Brilliant.
V for Vendetta. Hugo Weaving, in a future British dystopian society, a shadowy freedom fighter known only as V, plots to overthrow the tyrannical government.
Okay. Hugo Weaving.
I think it's Weaving.
No, it's Weaving, because his name has each of the vowels in it once.
What?
His name...
Oh, his full name.
Yeah.
Well, probably not his full name because he might have
no,
a middle
his first
name.
And second name. Julia, okay. Julia Roberts is the same. Right.
Okay. She's not in that film.
She's not in that okay. film. Okay. I'm going to go 2008.
2008 for Matthew.
Did you want that one?
No. I think that was a bit earlier. Do I play the game or do I go for it? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go 2005.
That's a good game.
A better game.
2005 on the dot.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you were right. Yeah.
Which keeps you on 13. Matthew, you were 3 out, which puts you on 9. Who wants to go first on the guesses?
Do you want to guess, Tom?
Can you have a recap of the films, please?
I can, yeah. Oh, you'd like me to
guess,
do it?
Please.
Okay, yeah, just checking. 1 is Fast and Furious. 2 is Inception. 3 is American Gangster. 4 is Kindergarten Cop. And 5 is V for Vendetta. Anyone want to guess?
I've got a guess. Someone has a bald head in it.
No. That might be the case, but it's not what I'm after. That might be the same for all things.
Is it a particular model of car?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nice idea.
Number 6, Dominic. Analyze this. Robert De Niro, a comedy about a psychiatrist whose number one patient is an insecure mob boss.
Never seen it.
It's got Lisa Kudrow in it as well.
Oh, gosh, I've never seen it.
I can't help you.
No.
I'm trying.
2005 again.
2005.
I've got no reference. I'm going to go 2008 again.
Okay, it was 1999.
No, was it?
Yep, so that's
really
six.
Stuck in my mind, that one.
6 for Dominic.
Do it, there is a sequel.
What's amazing is it has a sequel.
It has a sequel and that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
How can you watch that and not know your sequel?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Sick. Oh, when did it come out? 2005? Dominic, you were 6 out. That puts you on 19. Matthew, you were 9 out. Ooh. Puts you on 18. There's one in it,
Dom.
It's something to do with mob bosses.
It's not. Is that your guess? Do I have to take that?
Yeah, you have to take it, yeah.
Okay.
Psychiatrists.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
He's trying to be clever. I have a feeling he's trying to be clever with
I'm
this.
I'm not trying to
Is
be clever.
Is it a very specific answer?
Well, they're always
no,
very specific.
It's in
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 7.
Which guy is it, Matt?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
American Hustle.
No, it's Dom's. Because I went first last time.
No, he's all the evens. You started, you're on the odds. 7, American Hustle. Christian Bale, a comedy about a psychiatrist whose number one patient is... Oh, no, I've completely copied and pasted that. Is that... I don't know now.
American Hustle.
American Hustle, Christian
Bale. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. It's also got. Oh, hang on.
I'm just questioning myself whether I've just copied and pasted the wrong thing.
2018.
He's going 2018.
We have 2017. Yeah, I'm going to go earlier.
I think that's a good choice going one that way.
Well, I think that puts you even because it's 2013.
Yeah, a lot earlier, I thought.
So that puts Dominic Four out on 23.
Amy Adams.
That's a good
that.
Film. Yeah, she's Christian Bale's other half.
Matthew is five out on 23.
Quite well off. Well off on these. We still haven't got the get the.
No, and you are allowed. I guess. I'm
trying to think of the word. Hang on.
Can't believe I copied and pasted the wrong thing. Apologies to everybody. I've let everyone down there, but there you go.
So American Hustle. I think I'm concentrating too much on Fast and Furious. They're usually, the early ones are like red herrings almost.
You do another, sorry, recap. Apologies.
All the recaps, as if this is going to help.
Well, yeah.
Number one, Fast and Furious. Number two, Inception. Number three, American Gangster. Number four, Kindergarten Cop. Number five, Viva Vendetta. Number six, Analyze This. Number seven, American Hustle. Matthew?
No idea.
Dominic?
Trying to get the word. Hustlers.
No. Dominic, number eight. Quantum of Solace. Daniel Craig. James Bond descends into mystery as he tries to stop a mysterious organisation from eliminating a country's most valuable resource.
Can you tell me who's in this one?
Daniel Craig.
Who's the baddie?
Not Daniel Craig.
I always give you the main person and the title.
Is that it? Oh, okay, fine.
I love 10 weeks in, he's trying to change the format already.
2017.
I think it's earlier. 2015.
Okay, it was 2008.
Whoa, we're well
Which
out today.
Which one is that one? I'm trying to think
it's the
it
second
is.
One of his films, isn't it?
He would have done Casino Royale than that one, yeah. So that puts you nine out, Dominic, which puts you on 32.
Have you got it?
No.
And Matthew, that puts you seven out, so you are on 30.
Was two in it?
Two in it still.
I'm trying to think of
Dominic's
film.
Guess first.
Misleading transactions.
No.
Magazine titles.
No.
Okay. Magazine titles. I remember which one it is now. That's probably one of the worst ones. It's done.
Quantum of Solace.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Matthew.
How many have we got left? Have we only got one or two, haven't we?
Yeah, we got two. We're on number nine.
Well, okay.
Okay. Godfather Part 3. Al Pacino. Follows Michael Corleone, now in his 60s, as he seeks to free his family from crime and find a suitable successor to his empire.
1978. Don't know why.
1978 for Matthew.
I can't remember when the first one was. We had it on the list. 1977.
Oh my goodness. Okay. 1990.
What?
It's so far out.
When was the first one then?
Well, first of all, it said that he was in his 60s. So Al Pacino in his 60s.
Yeah, but he didn't have to be in his 60s. It might not have been Al Pacino. But yes, go on.
Okay, so Matthew is...
Al Pacino? He was in his 60s in 1990.
Well, he could have been 50s and playing a 6-year-old. Okay, but I don't know. Matthew was 12 years out, which puts him on 42. Dominic is 13 years out, which puts him on 45.
How is it not mobsters?
How is it not mob bosses? Yeah.
Well, hang on.
Even funnier when I tell you what this is.
Kindergarten Cop, I think, is the one I'm trying to focus on.
But he, there's a mob boss there.
Well, sort of. There's a nasty prison. Man.
I love how you're getting cross at me.
There's a nasty man in it.
Yeah, Dominic's dad. Yeah.
Oh.
Dominic. That's what I remember.
Okay.
It's your guess, isn't it?
It's my guess. Okay, yeah, the main characters were called Dominic.
They all have a main character called Dominic.
Oh, I can't believe I've just given you that.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't remember the kid's name in Kindergarten Cop. When you said Dominic, I was like, oh, Dominic Toretto.
Fast and Furious is Dominic Toretto. Inception is Dominic Cobb. American Gangster is Dominic Catano. Kindergarten Cop is Dominic Palmieri. Viva Vendetta is Dominic Stone.
I'm so glad you said that.
I know. Analyze That is Dominic Manetta. American Hustle is Dominic Poliotto.
Vin Diesel's character is Dominic.
Yes, they all are. Quantum of Solace has Dominic Green. And The Godfather has Dominic Abbandando. So, Matthew, you get -5.
I'm absolutely fuming.
You've effectively won this round without actually winning.
So, Matthew is now on 37 and Dominic is on 45.
Okay, and we've got one to go.
Come on.
Which you have to go first.
You go first. Yeah, I know.
So Matthew plays the game.
Yeah, I might not. See how I feel.
Let Matthew go first then.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Somebody mentioned this earlier.
Good.
This actor. 10, State of Play. Russell Crowe. When a congressional aide is killed, a Washington, D.C. journalist starts investigating the case involving the representative, his old college friend.
I feel like that's got a reference to Scorpion in it somehow. I think I've seen that one. God, yeah.
State of Play. It's
Dominic Foy is the character. There you go.
2005.
2005 for Matthew.
I've gone far enough in the past that Dom's going to have to either be completely right and I'm completely
wrong.
Right.
I think you're right in terms of years. 2013.
It's 2009.
Yeah. I can't believe you were shouting the answer at me. You were going, Dominic in Kindergarten Cop. And I was like, and it's Dominic Toretto. Of course everybody's called Dominic.
And I did say I tried to stack this in your favour as best as I could. Dominic, you're 4 out, puts you on 49. Matthew, you also were 4 out, which puts you on 41.
Oh, sweet. That was good.
Dominic's currently eating his microphone.
Oh, I'm actually fuming. I'm so upset I'm not talking.
So that's 1-0 to Matthew.
Surprising.
And yeah, we edge closer to Dominic becoming a quiz host as opposed to a quizzer. Right. Because I did think maybe we might be, the tide might be turning for me to not be in the hot seat, I have done the same as I did last time.
Right.
So I've got 10 films written in front of me. I haven't pre-empted or anything like that. So you're going to pick a number. I suggest Dominic picks 3 numbers and Matthew picks 2.
Let's do it.
They are films with crime in some hope that Dominic understands these.
Films that Dom's got on at home.
So I'm picking a number.
1 to 10, please.
5.
Okay, none of us like the franchise, but it is the origin story of somebody who's got way too much money.
Dominic.
Go on.
Batman.
Oh, how technical are we going to get here?
I don't know, you're in charge.
What, the Batman?
It's not the Batman.
Oh, come on.
Batman Begins.
It is Batman Begins.
No, I'm not having that.
But if you'd have said Dark Knight, would I have to accept it?
I suppose so. You said the franchise, though. You didn't. Specify.
So you want to give it to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call Batman before me.
1-0 to Dominic.
Batman. He did call Batman before me.
He called Batman. Yeah. No. And that thought make you think. Okay. Okay. So that's Batman done. That was number 5. Go on then, Matthew.
6.
Number 6. A couple of hit men / Dom. Women.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I thought
it was a quick play of words, but...
It wasn't. That was. I was thinking 2, the second film. Yeah, go on. I was thinking 2 deep.
Too deep. Mm. Got you. It is 2-0. Come on, Dominic.
4.
Number 4. Oh, one of my favourites here.
Is that a hint?
If you know what my favourites are. It is a mob film where the lead character, we follow him from a very young age.
Dom. Goodfellas.
It is Goodfellas.
Oh, I was going to go Departed. He's won that one. It's 3.
Well, we'll do 2 more for fun then.
We will do 2 more.
I did this last week.
Last week it was 3-2 because Dominic kind of switched off at that point. Mm-hmm. Okay, Matthew, what number?
1.
Okay. The selling of penny stocks,
Matt,
turns into, go on,
Wolf of Wall Street.
Correct.
Is that a crime?
It gets put in prison.
Yeah, he is a criminal.
So it's not quite crime, but it's crime-ish.
It has crime in its
I thought it was categories. Like get short or whatever it was.
I thought that initially, which is when I shouted the name.
This is all great, but...
Sorry, go on, Cam.
Yeah,
go
thank on. You very much.
10.
Somebody killed his beloved pet and then he wants Matt. To get revenge.
John Wick.
Yep.
Oh, that was a good one, yep.
What, the film or my synopsis?
The film.
And the synopsis.
That's pretty good.
Spot on.
Still not seen the end of that, the last 15 minutes, because it switched off in the plane.
He continues to be cross.
Yeah, well, for four films.
Another three films after that, yeah.
Okay, so we have a tiebreaker and it matters.
I love the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I've got two buttons. I know where they are and I know how to press them.
I think you gave hints of what films the other people were in last time, so...
Only if they're needed.
Yeah. Only if needed. I've still got other ways of doing it. The problem is that some of these people don't do series or series notable series. So I don't want to give a film until at least everyone's had a guess.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Shout out. I'm going to name the film by cast members. You're also talking over the top of me. How rude. Name the film by cast members. One guess every single time. Yep. If you want to shout your name and go for it.
Okay? Shout the name?
Your name.
Right.
Is the theme crime still?
We never have a theme.
Doesn't have a theme for this last one. It's just a random theme.
Okay, go on.
The first person is Sol Campbell.
Jesus.
Dom. Rise of the Foot Soldier.
No!
Sol Campbell. Matt, Football Factory.
No. Good. Sol Campbell, Ewan Bremner.
I don't know that name.
Do we know what he's in?
I do.
Okay. Matt.
Go on.
Mean Machine.
It's not Mean Machine.
Green Street.
It's not Green Street.
I think we're on the same theme.
Ewan Bremner is in Trainspotting.
Oh, okay.
As what?
No.
What's his character name? Spooky?
Yeah, he hasn't seen Trainspotting.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That didn't work.
I'm not going to tell you what I've seen because I think there's something else that he's in. That, yeah, anyway.
Sol Campbell. Ewan Bremner. Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, Matt. Is it Snatch?
It's Snatch. Sorry.
Sol Campbell in Snatch.
He's uncredited. He's a bouncer.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bouncer in Snatch. I would have gone.
Sorry. Yeah, Ewan Bremner, the next other film I'd have told you.
I'd have then gone Jason Fleming.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in Extraordinary Leader of Gentlemen, in case you didn't know.
And Lockstock.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to go down that route because that would have been, but there you go. Lenny James, who's at Walking Dead or Line of Duty, if you've ever seen either of those. Stephen Graham, Mike Reed, Jason Statham, Goldie, Vinnie Jones and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Here we go. I'll make sure I turn it up loud enough this time.
Good game again. Especially as you gave me the link.
You and this was as heavily stacked towards you as I possibly could do.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of your favourite films,
yep.
Crime films, and films with your name in it. So it takes us to 10-0. So it looks like I'm going to have to get my quiz brain on. It looks like I'm taking on Matthew. Dominic, you've got more work to do for your preparation now.
Less films. Less films to watch.
Less films, to watch. We all know you've got plenty of time.
Yep. So I will be handing over the quizzing
mantle.
Mantle, hosting, royalty, whatever you want to call it, over to Dominic from now on. And I'll be trying to take on Matthew, and I am scared. But there we go. Anything you want to say, Dominic?
No, not really. A bit deflated. But yeah,
I can't imagine why.
Did you know what? I could not remember the name of the kid in Kindergarten Cop. I could not remember it as soon as
When you started shouting it, I was like, he's got it. He's got it. He must have got it now.
He could have taken it.
I could not.
I totally. I sat there going, it must be to do with the kid's name in that.
The fact you shouted your own name and you didn't think, oh, that might be it.
No, yeah. Only because I was so stuck on mob bosses and things like that.
Right. The real reason why people are here.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot out of all of that.
Yeah.
I need to quickly dart across. I've started collecting football cards again, weirdly.
As you do.
And I've got loads of spares. So I brought my tin of spares.
They're swapsies. Got any shinies?
Yeah, not in this pack. But
do they have shinies now?
Yeah, the golden ballers.
Ooh. Oh.
But, don't get me started. I've sort of gone into sort of trading cards again. The Year 7's managed to persuade me to buy a pack so that I could do a pack opening in lesson. It was weird. Honestly, the way they reacted, though, I'm definitely going to start a YouTube channel and do that. If you can make money off of that, it's ridiculous. Just opening packs. It's quite enjoyable as well. But there you go. So I'm going to randomly pick a player. If you can tell me the club the player plays for, we will pick the last two digits of his number. They are three-digit numbers, so if it's 100, we'll go with that.
Oh, okay, see
me. Okay.
But otherwise, we go from there. So this is me checking your football knowledge at the same time.
Wow, I'm going to be in trouble here.
Oh, he's getting
up. Yeah, I've actually got to go get the cards.
We'll have to just randomly guess. Are they all Premier League?
It is the XL Adrenaline Paninis. I'm not a match attack person. I could be a match attack person as well, but here we go.
I don't understand any of those words.
It's just brand names.
They're just more cards.
So I've got to cover the backs because the back shows the crest of the person. So I'm going to
I saw a shiny.
There are shinies as well as golden ballers. But anyway, I sound really geekish now. So I'm going to scroll along in my hand until one of you says stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, joined up on that one.
Okay. Oh, I think you can get this person.
Okay.
You're showing it to either of us.
I'm not going to show you. I'm going to tell you his name and you're going to tell me the club. Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
You know it.
No.
Man United.
It is Man United. Oh, this was good. That worked quite well.
Football quiz.
Right. Against Matthew. So we're taking the last two numbers because he's not 100. It is number 52. He is card number 252. So I have now got 52 to scroll up. So
we done one close to that.
Have we done? I don't know. Can't remember.
No, me neither.
Well, we've only done 10. We so the chance of
10% chance.
Well done, Matthew.
Done the maths on that.
Ooh, okay, very general, if I'm being honest. Top five films that, number 52, involves animation.
Just involves animation, right?
Involves animation.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very vague compared to some of the ones we've had, isn't
quite
it?
Quite vague, yeah. It just involves animation.
Involves.
So it doesn't have to be completely.
Well, it has to involve animation.
You take it as you will. You'll infer it in some ridiculous way anyway, Dominic.
No, I think I've... Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yep. So that's us. Just a reminder for people that if they want to get in touch and offer Dom more sympathy because... or maybe ideas for quizzing.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Get in touch at Top 5 Films That. Other than that, I better get my research boots on. Got to start thinking about...
Just watch crime films.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. He's going to give you horror films and then... When was Saw 7 released? Oh, I've got no idea. I don't even know if Saw 1 was, but there we go. That's Matthew's thinking.
That's got 10 as well, isn't it?
It has, yeah.
Okay, film... Yeah, okay. I'm just a little bit worried now that I'm going to let myself down. But you've done it 10 times, so it can't get any worse.
No. And then math becomes quizzer. That's fine.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, everyone, and you'll hear us next week.
Bye.
Thank you very much.